Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Number 80 for the Carolina Hurricanes today. Game 80 of the regular season. 80 of 82. It's amazing that we're already here at the end of it, but yet the playoffs still feel so far away. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold. Victoria producing the show as always and joining us now here on the Adam Gold Show is the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, Rod Brind'Amour. All right, Rod, I'm not going to lie. I'm itching for the playoffs to go ahead and get started, especially the way you guys played on Tuesday against Boston. Are you guys feeling the same way? Like, hey, let's just get this thing going.
Yeah. Well, I think all the players know that that's the, you know, exciting time of the year to, you know, get to. But they also know we got to, you know, finish the year out right. And that's the task here at hand.
All right, finishing the year outright, what does that look like in your mind? What does that mean for you guys, finishing the year outright?
Yeah, well, just playing it the right way. And, you know, obviously we want to win every game, but just making sure we're good habits and things that will, you know, carry over into next week when we play in the playoffs. So that's the main goal of it. And, you know, we had a good game the other night. That's the kind of effort and the habits that we made moving forward.
Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold, Rod Brind'Amour joining us here. How vital is it for you all? We saw goals scored from the Aho line, Gensel, then Jarvis with the shorthanded goal, Svechnikov scoring as well with using the lacrosse goal, also Taylor Vinen scoring as well. How vital is it for you to have multiple lines going and being a threat offensively for you all?
Yeah, that's how we're built, right? So we're not heavily relying on one guy or even a couple guys. We need the sum of parts, some of all the parts to be good, and the 20 guys when they're out there contributing in some form or fashion. You know, if we're going to be the team we want to be, which I think everyone's understanding of their roles, that's what we're going to need.
All right, Rod, one of the new guys that was brought in, obviously we know what Jake Gensel has been doing. But Evgeny Kuznetsov, being centering a line, what we've seen recently alongside Teuvo Teravainen and alongside Martin Natchez, adjustments are different for every single player after a trade, especially going into it again, new team, new system, new guys that you're playing around. How is Kuznetsov, even though we might not see the points over the last 10 games, what other ways is he impacting the game for you all, even if it's just maybe being a threat on the ice, knowing what he's done in the past in his career?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yeah, no, I mean, you also had a win, obviously. And, you know, I think you're right. I mean, we're still kind of trying to figure out the best fit and maybe how he kind of integrates into the group. We know he's got a lot of skill, a lot of talent. So there's certain areas, you know, you see him in special teams areas, and when there's open ice, he's certainly definitely a threat there. So it's really these last three games will really for the whole lineup. It just might be see different lineups, different, you know, lines and things. Just trying to make sure we kind of exhaust everything, and when we hit the playoffs, we got the best group going out there.
It seems like since Kuznetsov has been added to the team, Dmitry Orlov has been playing great over the last several months, as is anyway, but it seems like Dmitry is like almost like unlocked another level on the back end, whether it's obviously being stout defensively, seeing him on the PK now, but even just jumping up in the play and being that offensive threat that you guys knew you were getting when you signed him.
Yeah, he definitely, you know, really, like you said, rounded out his game. I think his first month was a little rough. I think there was an adjustment. I think conditioning has gotten much better to how we need to play, and just this whole overall understanding of what's expected, I think really, really is upped. And I think, you know, Jalen Chatfield, putting him with him has really helped too. So sometimes the pairings are important, and they seem to have a good mix together.
Rob Brindamore joining us, Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold. We've seen some of these young guys sign their entry-level contracts, Bradley Nadeau, Scott Morrow, Jackson Blake. Skating with you guys and skating with the team, just what have those guys brought to you guys just on the ice and in the locker room, and how much have the veterans on the team embraced those three?
Well, I mean, they haven't done much yet. I mean, I think there's still a potential here in this last few games where you'll see maybe all three of them, you know, play and get some time. I think it's important for them to be around. They're going to be big parts of the future of this team. And whether they help us, you know, immediately or down the road, it's coming. And the sooner we can get them feeling a part of the family and, you know, just comfortable with everybody, that's great. And, you know, never have to worry about how our guys make them feel. They do a real nice job of making those guys feel important. So, there's a good chance you'll see those guys as early as tonight even.
Hey, well, that excites me. Now I'm curious. But final thing for you, Rod Brindamore, head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. When those guys actually did step on the ice, you know, at practice with you guys, coming from the college ranks, did you see a lot of wide eyes and, you know, big saucer eyes being like, oh, my goodness, this is a whole different level?
Yeah, no, it is. And the one thing, it's great, you know, the college game is a real great avenue to the NHL, because they're already playing against men. I mean, the college game's a lot older. You know, there's 23, 24-year-olds playing college hockey. So they're going against men. And the game itself is not such a huge jump, but all the things you're throwing at them, the NHL game is just obviously a lot more dialed in, and there's a lot big, huge learning curve. So that takes a lot of time. But, you know, it's exciting to have these young prospects that are certainly full of a lot of talent coming up in the future.
Well, I'm excited about them, and I'm excited about tonight as well in the playoff stretch that's coming up. Rod, best of luck tonight. Thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it.
Of course. Anytime. Take care.
That is the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, Rod Brindamore. Victoria, we might see some of the young guys.
I know.
We might over these next three games.
I'm
like,
excited.
All right, hey, I mean, I know we got playoffs coming up, but hey, no one gets more jazzed up about the future than a fan, right?
I know.
Like, oh, we have with that prospect.
I know. Look what
that
he can do.
Young guy. Let's see what that young guy can do. I remember I was in the building at PNC Arena when Warren Fogel got called up from the AHL and made his debut. And I think in those first two games, he had like two goals and an assist, I think, over those couple games. But he like produced right away, and he scored a first goal. And you see on the bench like this massive smile. It's like, I did it. I got here, and I contributed. And the fans were just loving up on it. Like, I remember that. I think that was the 2018-2019 season.
Oh, yeah. It's contagious.
It's 100% contagious. But it's so cool when you start seeing that. You don't really see this in many sports, where during a season, your college year ends, and then you go right to the pros immediately. Sometimes you might see it in baseball if there's like a high-end pitcher or prospect that makes a run in the College World Series and was drafted by a team. They might bring him up for like September and like for the playoff run. You might see it in baseball every once in a while. But imagine, for example, let's say like Jerry McCain, who announced from Duke today that he's going to the NBA. Imagine if he had already been drafted before the college season, and then as soon as his college season wraps up, he's going playing for like the Oklahoma City Thunder or something along those lines, like 2 weeks later. That's the interesting thing about.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
About hockey is that you can get drafted, still go play in college, and then once you sign your entry-level contract, you can just go play with the big boys.
You're
right away.
You're good to go.
You're good to go.
Love it.
It's wild to think about.
It is crazy.
That's so cool, though. I'm not going to lie. Kind of jealous.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.